You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today is Monday, December 5th, 2005, and I am playing some more Christmas music. This is, I know it's totally illegal, but I like it. This is, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas because we have snow. I'm sure you watched the news and have seen that there's a storm that's going up the East Coast. Well, Virginia, in the middle of the Mid-Atlantic the Mid-Atlantic states, we got a little bit of snow where I live. It started to snow around 1 in the afternoon, and as of about, I don't know, an hour ago, it stopped. Well, it slowed down, I should say. And we only have about an inch of snow, but it looks very pretty. All the trees have all the branches are white, and the grass is covered. Well, just about covered. But the only bad part is that it's not on the street. I was really kind of hoping it would be on the roads. Because if it's on the roads, and it stays that way, then I won't have to go to work tomorrow. But I can only wish and hope that when I wake up in the morning, they will have announced that school's closed. However, I don't think that's going to happen. Because I watched the news and the weather and the evening news, and it said that we're only going to get possibly another inch. So that's just not enough to keep us out of school, but we will definitely have a late opening. And that will mean I can sleep a little late, which is always nice. So right now, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas because it's absolutely gorgeous outside. But it's cold and there's a wind, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And for another reason, too, because as I said on, today's Monday, so you heard, you're listening to, I can always do this, you're listening to this on Tuesday, but on Monday's show, I mentioned that the decorating the boyfriend's tree inspired me to go ahead and set up my Christmas tree. So when I got home from work this afternoon, I went ahead and went down to my storage space and got my old tree. It's an artificial tree that was probably bought in the mid-50s, mid to late 50s maybe. So it's probably getting close to 50 years old. It's very old. It's got a solid wood, like a big dowel that's probably about an inch in diameter, and it stands on this, triangle stand. And what you do is you have to put in each individual branch into these holes that are drilled into the column. And I think they're relatively placed, far enough apart that it makes it look like it's a real tree. But it's short. It's probably not even as tall as I am, and I'm around 5'10". I say that because I think I've shrunk over the years. But so I went ahead and got all the boxes out of storage and dusted them off and started to set up the tree, and I went ahead and put Christmas music on in the background to make me really in the mood. So I set up the tree, and it probably took me about an hour or so to do everything, because I put up some little decorations around here and there, and organized the lights, because I went ahead and put the lights on it too, because I'm not going to decorate it with all the ornaments and things until Friday, because the boyfriend is going to come over on Friday evening, and we're going to decorate the tree together. Now, watching the news and the weather again tonight, they are calling for a possible snowstorm again on Friday evening to be exact, which would suck because that's when the boyfriend's coming over. But we'll have to play it by ear and see how it goes. But I did organize all the decorations, all the ornaments and stuff, so that when he gets here, we can just enjoy the evening and decorate the tree. So it'll be fun. And of course we'll have some wine. And now, speaking of decorating the tree and things like that, I mentioned on yesterday's show that I was going to try to do a video or edit the video for posting a video today, but unfortunately all of that hour and some odd minutes of footage that I taped of the boyfriend and I decorating his tree did not come out for some reason. Excuse me. After I did the tree, I sat down to edit the video and found that there was nothing on the tape. Now, I don't know what the hell happened, if I dropped the camera or hit the camera or something, but it's not recording now. So, and it wasn't recording Friday night. So I also did some video recording of the snow that was snowing, and when it was snowing this afternoon, because I was going to like give you hourly updates to show the differences in the snow. But then when I went to edit that video, there was nothing on the videotape, and I used a different tape, so I can't figure it out. There's something wrong with my video camera, and I have no video. So you won't be getting any videos this week. I'm so sorry. I'm actually thinking about getting on the internet and ordering a brand new video tape, or video video camera, and I'm thinking about upgrading to a little better model than the one I have. So we'll see. So where was I going with that? I guess I was basically just telling you that I won't be posting the video of the decorating the Christmas tree at the boyfriend's because I didn't get any footage. It didn't come out. And so that you won't be having any videos posted this week. So, let's see. I don't know what else to talk about. How long? I haven't even been going that long. I told you everything in like 10 minutes. But, no, I can think of something to talk about. You know what else I did? I got all the Christmas CDs out, and I'm going to mix some CDs for the boyfriend to play in his car. I also have downloaded some different music from iTunes, of course. Actually, most of what you're hearing right now is downloaded from iTunes. Yeah, I know I'm playing it illegally, but, you know, that's too bad. You know, when the snow was falling, it certainly gave me that, reminded me of when I was young, when I was a kid, and we had snowstorms. You know, snowstorms are different today than they were back then in the 60s and 70s. Because back then, they didn't have the street cleaning equipment or the, you know, fancy chemicals and stuff. And when you had a snowstorm, you were out of school for a while. I don't know if that was the case in your area, but I can remember, you know, in the afternoon hearing, oh, it's going to snow tonight, we would just be all excited, all my brothers and sisters, and we'd be saying, you know, making bets, oh, how many inches do you think we're going to get and all that, and how many days do you think we're going to be out of school? And we would do that thing, I don't know if they do it anymore, but where you would wear your pajamas inside out to, you know, make the snow, make the snowstorm stronger. I'm sure there's no research to show that that even works, but it's just fun as a kid to do that kind of thing. Well, maybe I'll wear my pajamas inside out tonight. Think about that. But I can also remember like being one of the first kids to wake up in the morning and going into the kitchen and waiting for my mother to say, no school, go back to bed, because that's what she would do. She would already be up reading the paper or whatever. But it was just fun as a kid when we'd have snow days. Of course, then if there was enough snow, because I can remember when our street where I lived would be totally covered with snow, and we wouldn't see a snowplow for days, especially in the really big snows, like, you know, 6 inches and above. The street would be packed down where the cars had driven over, and it would be perfect for sleigh riding. And we would all, and of course, with six or seven kids, we had three or four sleds, so we were able to. And our street was just a slight hill, just you know, slanted enough to give you enough momentum to get down the hill. And I just remember that being so much fun. We would all, of course, get totally bundled up with all of our coats and mittens and scarves and hats and everything, and our snow boots, of course. We didn't have snow suits. You know, kids today have snow suits. We didn't have snow suits. We would just be wearing jeans or whatever. But our mother would let us wear like sweatpants underneath the jeans, so if we got wet, that would, you know, give us a little protection for our skin. But anyway, I can just remember going out and doing the sleigh riding all the way, you know, for all morning or whatever, and being totally frozen, and then coming inside around, you know, lunchtime, and have my mother having hot chocolate for us and having lunch for us. Those are just good memories, remembering all that stuff. Because as I was saying, the snowstorms are not the same today. Today it snows, and by the time, before the snow even stops, they're already clearing the streets. They've already, you know, things have already been closed, and you know it because the TV has those constant you know, announcements on there saying what's closed and stuff. Back then, we would have to listen to the radio to find out if the school was closed, because they didn't do that whole thing on the news. Well, they did, but not until later, you know. I just think snowstorms when I was younger were much better. Much better in terms of the way a kid thinks, in that we enjoyed it so much more. And, you know, being out of school for like 3 days was just unbelievable. These days, to be out of school for 3 days, you'd have to have like 10 inches and above to get us out of school, because I'm sure you've heard that in the D.C. area, the first snowflake throws people into a panic. Because like last night on the news, I was watching the news, and it said, you know, it was predicting the snow. And then, of course, they had the same reporters at this grocery stores checking out all the people who are buying bread, milk, and toilet paper. And that's kind of crazy, because it's like, don't these people realize that this little bit of snow is not going to keep you in your house long enough that you're going to need to buy bread, milk, and toilet paper? I mean, good God. I don't think I've ever had to do that. Now, I do remember one time in 1996. I was living with my mother at the time. It was right before I bought my condo. And it was the blizzard of 96, and we had like 28 inches of snow or something like that. We were out of school for a week. But I can remember that at that time, my mother and I were having to walk to the closest like 7-Eleven or a convenience store, because we actually were out of bread and milk. We weren't out of toilet paper, but we were out of bread and milk. So I can remember having to trudge through the snow, because I didn't have an SUV then. We didn't have a car that could get through, and they hadn't plowed the streets yet. So we were like, oh, we'll just walk. We can use the exercise. So I can remember doing that. That was wild. But that was almost 10 years ago. So things have changed in 10 years. And that's actually, you know, I was thinking about this today, because, as you know, I've been thinking about and doing the research to get a new car. And as I was driving home from school today, with the snow, was snow falling all around me, but there wasn't anything on the roads, but I was thinking, I'm going to miss this SUV. If I get rid of this SUV, I am going to miss it, because I would rely on that four-wheel drive in case of the snow. Granted, now I've had my car, it'll be 4 years in February. I've only really had to use the four-wheel drive like maybe 4 to 5 times in that 4 years. I can remember the very first year I got it, like within 2 weeks of buying the car, we had a big snowstorm, and I actually got to turn on the four-wheel drive. It's automatic four-wheel drive, but it also has a switch that you can actually turn it on so that you have control over the four-wheel drive. But at that time I was dating, a real freak of a asshole, and it was at the beginning of the snowstorm. Actually, when was that? That was probably, that was 2002, because I bought my car in 2002. And I had begun dating this guy, I think, in January? I don't remember. But he would always stay at my house, because he had roommates, and he only really had one room in this house. And it was an absolute pigsty, and I would never stay there. So, so he was staying at my house, and they were predicting the snow, but they weren't predicting as much as we got. And so that night we went to bed, and the next morning woke up, and there was already like 3 or 4 inches of snow on the streets and on the grass. I mean, it was a big deal. And then, so he's like, oh, you got to take me home. I got to go home. He didn't want to stay with me during the snowstorm, which, you know, I guess it's understandable, because I don't think I'd want to stay, you know, not in my regular surroundings for 3 or 4 days. But anyway, I can remember driving him on the Beltway and having to put the four-wheel drive on the Beltway. I don't know if you're familiar with the Beltway, but it goes around Washington, D.C. and the suburbs of Maryland and Virginia. And it's a huge 4 to 5 lane highway. Well, 4 to 5 lanes on each side. So that's like 8 to 10 lanes all the way around the city of Washington, D.C. Well, but it's in the suburbs. But anyway, it's a huge road. And that's usually like the first thing they clear when the snow starts to fall. Well, when I was driving him back to his house, they had not even cleared this yet, and there was like 3 or 4 inches of snow on the Beltway. And I can remember saying to myself then, I have never driven on the Beltway with 3 to 4 inches of snow, so that's why I clicked in that four-wheel drive. And I'm telling you, it worked like a dream. And so anyway, the story is that I'm getting to the point that I think I'm going to miss the SUV. So I'm starting to think that maybe I should hang on to it, because I don't, as I said before, I don't have a car payment, and it's in very good shape, you know, although it is coming up to 4 years old, I may have to get a new battery, but I haven't changed the tires or anything, so I don't know, I might have to rethink this whole new car thing, because I don't know how a new car would, well, a small car like that, a small Honda would deal with the snow. That's something I'm going to have to think about. Boy, I just went from one topic to the other, talking about snowstorms being young to buying a new car. I don't know what I'm thinking. Well, it's all geared around the snow. What would be really nice, I mean, just unbelievable, is if we actually had a white Christmas this year. And I'm trying to think. I can't remember the last time we actually had a white Christmas. I don't know. But it would be really cool if it would snow like Christmas Eve late, and then you'd wake up and there'd be a nice blanket of snow on the ground. I know, that's like a total dream, but it's a cool dream. I mean, I think that's a neat idea. It would be beautiful. Now, this for Christmas this year, the boyfriend's going to be in Louisiana with his parents, so I'm going to be by myself this year, and I'm not upset about that. I'm fine with that, actually, because what I'd like to do, well, for a couple years now, my family, we haven't done Christmas together, because once my mother moved out of her house into the condo, she hasn't had a big family gathering. So pretty much all my brothers and sisters do their own Christmas, and they just stay at home with their own kids and stuff. Or a couple of them may get together, but it's no major deal. And they don't really invite everybody. So anyway, I've kind of gotten into this routine of, like, for the last 3 years, I guess, where I just hang out by myself on Christmas Day and watch Christmas movies, you know, holiday movies, because I just love those. But last year I actually went to a park, because it didn't snow, but it was a cold sunny day. I went to a park and did some photographs of the winter trees that I actually did turn into some artwork. Oh, speaking of the artwork, now don't forget to check out my artwork on eBay. There's two pieces that already have a bid, and I believe these first three pieces are only on sale or only on auction until Thursday, December 8th, so you're going to have to check it out. And I will remind you by putting a link on this in the show notes for you to check out my artwork on eBay. Now, I totally got off track there. I was talking about what I usually do for Christmas this year. Well, every year for the last couple of years. Last year, after sitting around half the day in my pajamas and watching movies, I did go to a park and took photographs of trees, winter trees, as I said. This year, though, I'm probably not going to go anywhere. I haven't watched any holiday movies yet. Usually on Thanksgiving Day, that's when I start watching the holiday movies. And usually, I don't know if they did it this year, but on Turner Broadcasting System, TBS, I think it is, they will play 24 hours of A Christmas Story, that movie from the early 80s with Peter Billingsley. Is it Billingsley? Peter somebody. Anyway, so I definitely have, and I have a good number of movies on DVD. I need to, you know, pull them out and watch them. And so anyway, that's what I'm planning to do on Christmas, because the boyfriend and I think we tentatively made plans for the week before that, the weekend before that, which will be our last weekend together before Christmas. We're going to exchange our gifts then and do our own little Christmas at that time. So that's what the plan is. I don't know what other people are doing, but anyway, I guess I should probably end this, because I've been rattling on now for 19 minutes. This will just be a short podcast. But again, I will say that, you know what I should tell you? That yesterday I mentioned on the show that I was having my frustrations with migrating my blog off of Blogger onto this other standalone software package. Well, I finally was able to do that today. I accomplished that goal. So if you are a regular reader of Archer.com, you will notice some changes in the website, basically the blog page, really. Oops, sorry. I changed the layout just slightly in the colors, just slightly in the sidebar, just slightly. But the biggest change is that I migrated almost all of my entries over to this program called Tangelo. And I know that I'm missing like half of 2004 and the first part, I think, of 2005. So you'll just have to be patient because I'm slowly migrating those archives over, but most people don't read the archives. And the sad part, though, is that I lost all my comments because this program uses a different posting ID or whatever for HaloScan, so I would have to go back and manually change every entry ID to match the HaloScan ones, and I don't want to do that. So I just can't do that. Where was I going with this? Oh God, I don't even know. I just was able to migrate my blog over, and I was able to do that with relatively little effort today, because I, you know, last night I got so frustrated I just stopped it and said, forget it, I can't do this anymore. Well, when I looked at it today, I quickly realized what I had done wrong and fixed it. So now it seems to be working. Now it seems to be working just fine. I don't know if that's going to continue to be the case, but we'll see. Anyway, yeah, I think I'll go ahead and end this show. So I will encourage you to go to the website and leave comments, and of course call the voice line 1-206-600-4763. And leave me a comment. And, of course, you can email me. Now, as I said, I will not have any videos this week because I don't have a new video camera, which I am going probably, as soon as I get off this podcast, I'm going to get on the internet and find one. And, yeah. So that's, I do this every time. I try to stop the show and then I go rattling on and on for, you know, like 3 or 4 more minutes. But I guess other podcasters have that same thing. But I don't want to talk about podcasting because that's so meta. But anyway, I did get a nice comment from John Ong today because he heard my Tree Fiasco podcast yesterday, and he mentioned that he was sorry that we were having such a fiasco with the tree. And then it's interesting because he had posted today the same, or I should say Monday, the same thing about going to get their tree, and he actually wore those headphones where you can hear everything that he says and people around him are saying. And I listened to it, and it's a really good show. It's kind of cool the way you can hear everything. And it was just interesting that I had posted about doing our tree, and then he had posted about doing his tree, so that was kind of cool. So thank you for the comment, John Ong. And yeah. So let's see. I think I will go ahead and end. So boys and girls, until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.